Once again, talks are underway to try to achieve a truce in Gaza. And once again, Israel has been stepping up its military campaign there. On Tuesday, nearly 100 people, including 25 children, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on the town of Beit Lahia. And the UN's humanitarian agency, UNOCHA, says that bombing was just one of at least seven mass casualty events in Gaza in the past week. Georgios Papaloupas is head of OCHA in Gaza and he joins us now from Khan Yunis. Georgios Petropoulos, what's it like there? What's the scene around you there in Khan Yunis?
Well, around me in Khan Yunis, physically, the scene is one of rubble and destroyed buildings. I mean, what we call the Japanese Health Center here, where we have our joint operations center for humanitarians. I'm talking to you from Khan Yunis while we are coordinating our response in southern Gaza. But these days, keeping very busy with two things. The first is making sure that we can distribute enough water, food, hygiene items, sanitation and shelter to the thousands and thousands of people in Gaza City who've come there from North Gaza. And the second is to continue to try to work with the Israelis to be allowed to get to Jabalia for the immediate priorities there, to get food and water, fuel to water systems, rescue people in the rubble, see injured patients and repair damaged telecommunications. From the 6th up until now, 40 coordination requests have been submitted. All of them have been denied. We've only been able to get to Kamal Adwan Hospital four times. The last time was 4 days ago, 5 days ago, when we supplied it with some medicine and blood. And we just heard this morning that, in fact, its warehouse was hit and all of those supplies are now in danger of going to waste. So that's the situation here. We're at a point where, as you said, the acute severity of how many people die a day, I mean, we're up to, on average, according to our UNICEF colleagues, 67 children are killed or injured a day.
And once again, there's talk of a truce. Once again, there's international mediators at work. Does any of that mean anything to the people around you there?
We are very, very far down a well here from politics. I have to say that what really means something to people here these days is where they're going to get their next meal, what that meal will be, what happens if their child gets sick, where do they actually help this child. Now, we are doing everything we can. We are establishing new medical points at Gaza City. Emergency medical teams are going up, our international NGO medical teams. There's mental health training that is being set up. Unfortunately, we simply don't have the supplies to sustain this. And these supplies have to come from the south. Both the crossing for the south and the crossing from the north are not viable for us anymore. They are obscenely violent. We have truckers shot and killed every day. There's looting. Whatever process politics has done to get us to here is not working for the 2 million plus people that are now displaced in this Gaza Strip.
So how do you and your staff manage to work in those circumstances? How do you get around? What do you do with the people who are there and there's no food to give them?
This is, I would say, this is the number one question. The life of a humanitarian worker can be boiled down to asking people what they need and then making sure they get it. Here, we can do only half of that. We can ask them what they need over and over and over again, and then fail miserably over and over and over again to get it for them. We have very few supplies. You know, bakeries in the south are working at half capacity. We see on social media Israeli marketing about how many bakeries are open. A bakery can be open. The point is, what is it selling, how much of it, and how many people can actually get bread. Open bakeries are not an indicator of people being nourished, of people being healthy, and of people being safe. Those indicators are much different, and our job and how we get around is going to people and asking them. And no one feels safe. No one knows what they're going to do for their child that may have a long-term mental health issue. No one knows what to do for an elderly person that requires assistive devices. They don't know where they're going to come from. And that's a reality here today. Part of what we do as humanitarian workers is follow the newspapers and the news and try to track the gap between reality and what actually you hear out there. And one of the things that we continue to request is that international journalists come here and make sure that you can actually track and see not only how we work, but more importantly, how people in Gaza are made to live more than 1 year after the start of this war.
There doesn't seem to be much prospect of international journalists around arriving anytime soon, but the pictures that are emerging from Gaza are absolutely horrific, and it's been 1 year already. Is there any hope of an end, realistically?
I think there's a lot. I think there's a lot of milestones coming up. We hope that any one of these things will make some kind of change, some kind of difference. There has to be an end. We need to see an end to this war, not just for the millions of people who are displaced, living out in the cold and wet, a danger and risk of polio and hepatitis A, but also for the hundreds of hostages that still need to get home, for their families that are desperate to see them.
And what about the damage that's clearly, you know, been taken to the Israeli UN relationship?
I guess we can say the further damage on that. I think that that damage is something we see here every day. It colors every single decision that is made on what supplies are let in, how many visas are being allowed for NGOs, and what kind of coordination facilitation is given to us by the Israeli forces on the ground. Every day is an uphill climb, and every morning comes with it with a reset, because it seems that there's simply no accountable adherence to the laws of war here.
We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. That's Georgios Petropoulos, who's head of the UN sub-office for the coordination of humanitarian affairs, speaking to us from Khan Yunis in Gaza.